There is turmoil in the financial sector and in the church. American Episcopalians and Anglicans worldwide are bitterly divided over the consecration Sunday of an openly gay priest as bishop. The Vatican recently warned that the elevation of the Reverend Gene Robinson could also present serious difficulties on the road to unity. The warning was a reminder of the differences between Catholics and Anglicans on many issues. Divorce, women priests, and celibacy among them. Novelist Marcos McPeak Villatoro once grappled with all of these when he trained to be a Catholic priest, and he offers this reflection on his seminary days.
Back in the fall of 1980, 14 of us, young Catholic men from Tennessee, thought, what the heck, hand in our cojones, put on the white collar and black shirt, join the priesthood. We were packed off to St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa, a place chosen by our local bishop. He'd graduated from there in the 1930s, and 5 decades later, overjoyed at the sudden bull market in priestly vocations, he overlooked the fact that his alma mater had now gone co-ed. Being Catholics, we were seen as a little strange back in Tennessee. As Tennesseans in Iowa, we were downright exotic, and we made the most of it, drawling like Forrest Gump on Valium because we figured the local girls liked that. I don't know how convincing we sounded. Heck, my mother was from El Salvador, and I really can't remember if it worked. But I do remember that seminary held many new loves, not just girls. There was poetry, and philosophy, and fiction. And there I first felt the call, the deep spiritual vocation to write. I was a first-generation college boy, and the seminary made both my parents proud, in very different ways. My Salvadoran mom said, "Ay, que bendición, what a blessing to have a priest in the family." My Appalachian dad's take was, "Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. You ever see that car of Father McCaffrey's? I do believe it's an 8-cylinder. But maternal pride and material promise couldn't fill one gap. This was a Catholic seminary, and celibacy was the rule. Some of my buddies left after the first semester, the pull of the flesh scraping inside them like fishhooks. My pal Tom quit after 4 months and married Ann. Chris made it a year before he hooked up with Mary, and Jonathan did 3 semesters before he met Brad. Me, I held out a full 2 years before mi vida, Michelle, sat next to me in a liberation theology class. Of the 14 Tennesseans who set off to seminary, only one got ordained. The local bishop, jolted out of his blissful but outdated visions of an all-male haven, woke up to the carnal perils of the co-ed college, which had seen the last of his seminarians, yes, sir. After that, local kids who heard the Lord's call were dispatched to a monastery closer to home. There were no women. Tennessee drawls were a dime a dozen, and, the bishop believed, more young men would end up on the altar rather than standing before it with a bride.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro lives in Los Angeles. His latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon Mystery.